This is Psalm 68.
Oh God, thou hast rejected us, hast broken us once more. As thou with us hast angry been, oh, once again restore. For thou hast made the earth to quake, hast torn it fearfully. Oh, heal its gaping cracks, for lo, it shakes in agony. For thou hast made the people see the hardness of distress, and thou hast made them drink the wine of reeling drunkenness. But those that fear thee, thou didst give a banner in their sight, that they might rally and be firm, made strong by truth and right. Oh, grant that thy beloved ones may safe delivered be. Oh, save them with thy strong right hand, and do thou answer me.
This is Psalm 60b.
God in His holiness declared, let me exulting shout. The land of Shechem I'll divide and Succoth measure out. For all of Gilead is mine, Manasseh to
Psalm 61.
My voice and prayer, O God, attend. From ends of earth to thee I send my supplicating cry. When troubles overwhelm my breast, then lead me on the rock to rest, that higher is than I. In thee my soul has shelter found, and thou hast been from foes around the tower to which I flee. Within thy house I will abide, and I forever safe in thee. For thou, O God, my vows hast earned, on me the heritage confirmed, of him thy name that fears. Long life thou to the king will give, to generations he shall live, from age to ages years. Before his God he shall abide. O do thou truth and grace provide, to keep him in the way. So
this is Psalm 62a.
My soul in silence waits for God. He's my salvation proved. He is my stronghold and my rock. I'll not be greatly moved. How long will ye, young man, assail and seek to make him fall? As though he were a tottering fence or like a leaning wall. They plot to bring his glory down. In lies they take delight, and while they bless him with their mouth, they curse with inward spite. My soul in silence wait for God, for he my hope has proved. My salvation, stronghold rock, and I shall not be moved. In God alone my glory is, and my salvation sure. My rock of strength is found in God, my refuge most secure.
This is Psalm 62b.
Surely in silence my soul waits on God, for my salvation comes from him. Yet how long will your fury rush against a man? You would all slay and crush him like a falling wall. Surely they conspire to drive him from his lofty height. Loving lies they feign to bless, but inwardly they curse. Surely in silence my soul waits for God. My expectation comes from him. Surely he is my salvation and rock. you, my Lord, belongs the mercy of your grace. For you will repay to man according to his deeds.
This is Psalm 62C.
On him, O people, evermore rely with confidence. Before him pour ye out your heart, for God is our defense. The sons of men are vanity, the
This is Psalm 63A.
God, thee, my God, I'll early seek. My soul's athirst for thee. On dry land, weary, waterless, my flesh has longed for thee. Thus have I looked for within thy holy place, that there I might behold thy strength and glory of thy face. Because thy grace is more than life, my lips thee praise shall give. in God and all that by Him swear. For stuff shall be the mouths of those who do alive declare.
This is Psalm 63b.
O God, you are my God, and early will I seek for you. My soul is athirst for you. My flesh cries out for you from out a dry and thirsty land, a land where no water is. For thus to me hold you in splendid strength, I gaze after you in the holy place, since your grace is much more than life. My lips will give praise to you. I'll bless you while I live, and I will ever lift my hands to praise and confess your name. My soul will be made full as with all joys and hearty meats. I'll praise you with joyful lips. I think of you thus as I lie in bed, and bring you to mind in the hours of night, since you ever have been my help. Your wings are my shield and joy. My soul clings fast to you, your right hand holds me safely up. When men would destroy my life, to depths of earth they go, delivered to the sword, to jackals become a prey. The king will rejoice and be glad in God, and they boast aloud who have sworn in Him, but the mouth will be made to stop of those who declare a lie.
This is Psalm 64a.
Hear thou my voice, O God, when I make my complaint to thee. From terror of the enemy, do thou my life keep free. Hide me from secret plots of men that evildoers be, from throng and tumult of the men that work iniquity. Their tongues they have already wet to make them sharp as swords, and as their arrows they have aimed their sharp and bitter words. That they may at the innocent from ambush aim their shot, they without warning shoot at him, and feeling safe, fear not. In all their evil purposes, they bid themselves be bold. They talk of laying hidden snares, and say, who shall be whole? They have devised injustices, a cunning plot they keep, because the inward thought of men is very hard, is deep. But God will shoot a shaft at them and wound them suddenly. For their own tongues shall them confound, and all who see shall flee. And then all men will stand in all the work of God declare, and they will thoughtfully observe what these His doings are. The righteous in the Lord will join in Him, will refuge stay. And all who are upright in heart will boast of triumph made.
This is Psalm 64b.
Hear my voice, O God, in my complaint. Guard my life from terror. Hide me from the plots of wicked men, from the noisy mob of evil ones, men who whet their tongues as sharp as swords, who like arrows aim their bitter words, shoot from ambush at the innocent, without warning, with no fear of harm. They agree to form an evil plot, secretly they talk of laying snares, saying, who shall see them or detect? They plan carefully their wicked schemes. They are ready with a cunning plot, for man's inward thought and heart are deep. God will shoot an arrow straight at them. Without warning, they will wounded be. They will all be made to trip themselves. They'll undo themselves by their own tongue. All who see them then shall shake their heads. Then shall all men living be afraid. Publish what God does and learn His work. In the Lord the righteous shall be glad. He will always put His trust in Him. All the right in heart will boast with joy.
This is Psalm 65a.
Praise waits for thee in Zion, to thee thou's fate shall be. O God of prayer, the hearer, all flesh shall come to thee. Iniquities are daily prevailing over me. But all of our transgressions are covered o'er by Thee. How blessed the man Thou choosest and bringest near to Thee, that thy temple, be wholly satisfied, and filled with all the goodness thy sacred courts provide. O God of our salvation, thou in thy righteousness, with awesome deeds and wonders thine answer wilt express. O thou in whom confiding all ends of earth agree, and people who are sailing upon the farthest sea.
This is Psalm 65b.
Thy might has built the mountains, power clothes thee evermore. To calm the nation's clamor and still the ocean's roar. Thine awesome signs and wonders fill distant lands with fear. Thou makest dawn and sunset for joy to shout and cheer. Thy visits bring the showers, thou dost enrich the field. God's river brims with water, thou dost prepare its yield. Thou waterest earth's furrows, floods break down 'neath thy rain. Thou softest earth with showers to bless each sprouting grain. Thou crownest years with goodness, thy steps enrich the ground. The desert pastures blossom, the hills with joy resound. The fields with flocks are covered, the